I had a friend named Jake. He was a happy kid. Though everyone thought he was crazy, though, for doing what he did. Jake, he liked to travel, loved to walk around. But Jake didn't like convention, so he walked upside down. He got around okay, I guess, though he walked kind of slow. And when he'd see me coming, well, he'd just wave his toe. At school it was a problem, yeah, he never would stay put. And when other kids raised their hands, Jake could raise his foot. And Jakey had an uncle, had a PhD, who said, "This boy's crazy as can be." Let you know, Jake was happy, and as crazy as it sounds, he'd always say the normal way was upside down. Jake was always friendly. He didn't like to see folks frown. He'd say an angry face is a smile when he's standing upside down. They took him to a doctor. They gave him lots of tests. They asked him lots of questions and would not let him rest. Finally he agreed to change, got up from his seat. Then he quickly flipped right up and landed on his feet. His mother clapped, his father smiled. The doctor jumped for joy, and Grandma started crying, saying, "Oh my, that's my boy." Jake indeed had come around. He finally had been cured. The best success I've had yet, the doctor assured. Then something happened. Saw things right side up. In about 2 hours, I'd say, Jake had had enough. Everywhere people frowned, growled, it's hard to find a friend. So Jakey did a turnabout and was upside down again. Likes things much better that way, though it's hard to get around. But an angry face is still a smile when you're standing upside down. And Jake might be different, and it might be a mistake, but I'd have to say the only one I know right side up is Jake. Is happy again, as crazy as it sounds, I have to say that the normal way is upside down.